Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Sorry we're getting started late today. We had some technical difficulties in the studio, and I just want to welcome everyone here. And for those of you that haven't tuned in before, you're listening to the Mystic Oracle with Sharon Jeffers. We're going to do a little bit of a different show today. My friend Audrey Philpott is on the line with me, I hope. Are you there, Audrey?
I'm here, Sharon.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Audrey is an amazing woman, and she has a business, Transfer Media, Transfer Marketing, and you can check out her website at transfermarketing.com. And Audrey is the producer and co-host of a show called The Naked Salon, which is a web TV show. And I'm going to be her guest tomorrow, and she's my guest today. And anyone who wants to go to my website, it's starofthemagi.com. You can see what I'm up to here with the card deck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put it out that I wanted to look at the presidential candidates, and then you and I decided to have a conversation about this.
Well, I think it's a very interesting topic.
Well, you know, I haven't been following anything. I hear things in the background every once in a while, and I just have so many other things going on. And you're right, it really is interesting. And today I'm not doing personal readings. This is what I wanted to tell you all. So if you want to call in regarding the presidential candidates, that's fine. However, I am not going to do personal readings today because I want to stay on topic here and then talk about what we're doing tomorrow on Audrey's show as well.
Great.
So, Audrey, you know, I took three Democratic candidates and four Republicans, and if there's anybody else I should be looking at, I need to know. I mean, I know we have Dennis Kucinich, and I'm really not going to put anything personal in here because I don't have any personal opinions about any of these people. However, it's really interesting what's been happening in the last bit of time here. When I wrote out all these birthdays for Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Edwards, then Mike Huckabee, Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, and John McCain. And I wrote out their birth dates and their ages and what their cards were, and then I started looking at their yearly cycles. Because I was curious anyway about Hillary, because she was going like great guns, and then, I mean, it seemed like everybody was trailing. And then she had her birthday. And on our birthday, we get a whole new yearly spread. So I thought, well, something's up there. So it's been really interesting because after I wrote my little notes like Rudy Giuliani, I don't know why I have a
Giuliani.
Hard time.
Giuliani.
Huh?
Giuliani.
Giuliani.
Yeah.
Sorry. I keep wanting.
Giuliani, that's an interesting little
Giuliani. I know his name is Giuliani, but for some reason after I say Rudy, it doesn't work. So this is how political I am, folks. All right, but, you know, I wrote down next to his cards, unexpected illness, secrets, and deception. Well, after I wrote all these things, you know, out, and I only made notes next to him, for some reason. Then I went on the internet, and I noticed that he went into the hospital. He just got released from the hospital today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened. They said he's okay, but I don't think he's going to be okay. You know, so I looked at where they are now and a little bit of what's coming, and then I looked at where they would be when the actual election took place.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all going to be in different places. So what I wanted to do was just talk about who they are in the cards a little bit and then, you know, look maybe at where they are in their, you know, with the influences that are working with them. What do you think?
It sounds interesting to me.
Do you have something in mind that is of interest to you on this topic?
Well, I would just be interested in hearing what the forecast is for each of them as the race starts to close, because obviously we're kind of just at the beginning of the political season in terms of the first caucuses coming up, and then we're going to see a lot of shifting. And it will be interesting to see how things are closer to the election.
Yeah. I was looking at more where they are right now and if their cycles are changing in the next month or 2 months.
Uh-huh.
I was looking just in the next few months what's going on with them, and then I jumped to the actual where would they be at the time of the election, because some of them will have birthdays between now and then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mike Huckabee will have a birthday. Mitt Romney will have a birthday. Rudy Giuliani will have a birthday. All of those guys will have a birthday. John McCain.
Mm-hmm.
And even Hillary will have another birthday.
That's why she gets two birthdays in, doesn't she?
Actually, they're all going to have birthdays.
Right.
Well, that makes sense. She gets two birthdays in. She just had one. She'll have another. So let's just talk about these people. I want to start with Barack Obama. And the reason I do is because I just did him last. And then after, you know, I looked at his cards. He's a nine of diamonds. He's a Leo nine of diamonds. And George Bush is a nine of diamonds. And, you know, I personally wouldn't vote for a nine of diamonds president. Nine of diamonds are amazing people. They're very likable. They're very communicative. They're very bright, very bright. And they often gather wisdom and share it with other people. There can be, though, if they're not consciously aware, a false sense of entitlement, and which is probably why President Bush has taken so many vacation days,
because he's entitled.
Yes,
correct,
and they also would really, you know, are very good at spending other people's money. And so, in the world of politics, now, if any of you are listening and are nine of diamonds, don't take any of this personally, okay? Go on my website, read about your wonderful self. In the world of politics, these people may not be who we think they are. And what's really interesting is, after I wrote these out, then I went on the internet and I found this, I saw Barack's name highlighted, and I clicked on it, and I went to this article where it says that he's reported that he voted present 130 times when he actually didn't. And he's, you know, there's a lot of controversy in that realm about how he doesn't always say what he said he's done. Now, of course, I don't know anything if this happened or not, but I don't think these guys would lie. These are political analysts. So, but I thought it was really interesting to see this, because there can be a tendency to just sort of sidestep a little bit politically if that's your card. I'm not saying this if you people are nine of diamonds. I don't want to offend anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking about how this could show up in a political arena, because these people are kind and likable, loving, you know, great at bringing other people together and networking people and empowering them that way. Being in a role of leadership in politics, however, could be a different kind of a story. He's got another, his planetary ruling card is the Two of Spades, which is the friendship card. So this is going to also make people see him as someone they can trust, you know. So it's a very interesting dynamic. And right now he's in his 52-day Mars cycle. He went in there on November 16th. He's 46 years old. So Mars is a lot of action can take place in Mars. if you're positively influenced. And let me see what his Mars cards are. See, he's got the King of Clubs in his house, too. That's really good for him right now. And you know, Oprah stepped up to the plate with him. She's sitting in his natural Jupiter house this year in the Jack of Diamonds house, which is the card that represents the United States. The United States is a Jack of Diamonds. July 4th is a Jack of Diamonds day. So Oprah is Jupiter. She's sitting in Obama's Jupiter house, which means she wants to, you know, just be Santa Claus to him. She wants to support him. She wants him to be fortunate, and she'll do probably, she's probably stepping outside the box a little bit of her world to do this.
Oh, definitely.
And I don't know if it's a wise thing or not. I was actually going to look at her cards and see what's going on there. He's sitting at the head of the Saturn line. He's in Mars. He's got the Jack of Diamonds in Mars. Okay, and I know a lot of card students listen and people. So look at this. At age 46, he's got the Jack of Diamonds. That's the country. It's in the Three of Spades house, which can bring him opportunities. And it's also with the Ace of Spades. I think stuff is going to start coming out. So on one hand, there's a lot of momentum gathering for him right now between now and the 8th of January. This has been going on since mid-November. And at the same time, there may be secrets or things coming forth as well with that Ace of Spades, which would be like this article that I just saw a few minutes ago, you know, that he's been saying
totally
one thing
honest.
And doing another. Excuse me?
He's not being totally honest about his participation in the Congress.
Apparently.
Apparently, yes. Apparently, yes.
Apparently, yes. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Interesting.
Yeah, things are going to wobble for him a little bit after his birthday next August, is it? Yeah, August 4th.
Well, that will be around the time of the political convention next August, won't it?
Oh, yes. You know, it's funny because they all have cards that say they're worrying a little about money. Or they could be worried. They could either be really creative right now in the financial realm or worrying, probably doing both.
Well, I think that Hillary and Barack have raised incredible amounts of money. They have huge war chests.
Uh-huh. But when he has his 47th birthday, there could be a decline in that.
Hmm.
We'll see. Where's his Two of Spades? Oh. Hmm. Yeah, things get a little challenging then. But even right now, I mean, when he goes into his Jupiter cycle, there's going to be some disappointment that occurs there. So, where's this other card? That could be very interesting. I don't know. You know, there's a little, in his cards and in Rudy Giuliani's cards, there's a little bit of a deception going on, so I don't know if somebody's going to deceive them. You know, so let's jump to Rudy, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Because he's a Four of Clubs, Two of Diamonds, and this is a very strong-willed, I'm going to do it my way, person.
Aren't I a Four of Clubs?
Yes,
of
you
diamonds?
Are, darling.
Oh, there you go. And me and Rudy, perfect together.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know about that.
I mean, you could enlighten him, perhaps. That would be good.
Well, we'll see.
So, you know, how I would perceive this, I mean, I wrote a little note here that said unexpected illness, secrets, and deception, and because I saw that in his cards. And But the thing that I saw really big time right now, he's 63 years old, is that he's got the 9 and 7 of spades. So the cycle that he's in right now off his planetary ruling card says that his health could change in an unfavorable way. He went into the cycle on the 31st of October, and he's there until the 22nd of December. And he's got the 9 of spades, which is a really tough card. It can be very hard on the health. And then, you know, a couple of cycles down the line, he's got the 7 of spades, which can really smack you in the head,
mm-hmm.
health-wise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, he's got that 9 of spades in his moon position, too. So there's something going on there that I have a feeling he might have some problems with his heart or something, you know, or something.
Well, I think that he did have some kind of prostate issues.
Uh-huh.
Earlier, and I'm not sure, but I believe that was cancer.
Uh-huh.
And, I do know that he's really subject to a lot of scrutiny because of some possible scandals in his past involving his present wife, who was then his mistress, and he had a security detail attached to her during the time that he was mayor, and she was his mistress.
Oh, God, see what you miss when you don't pay attention to that realm?
Oh, see, I'm filling you in on the news.
Yes, you are. Oh, that's interesting because, see, I would see he has the potential to be deceptive. You know, in his life path, I mean, the 4 of clubs, 2 of diamonds, incredible intelligence and the ability to use intuition and logic on the spot so fast that people don't even know what just happened. I mean, it's really powerful. But the realm of relationship can sometimes be another story altogether because the Jack of Spades is there. So if a person isn't self-aware and enlightened, they might be deceptive, like have a mistress on the side.
Mm-hmm.
This is also a combination of cards that he has that could make him very forceful and one-sided as a man in politics, where it's my way or the highway. And it's interesting because just before we got on the phone, I looked at him, too, and there was, I went on MSNBC, and what did I see? Maybe it wasn't here, but somebody was accusing... Oh, some saw Mayor Giuliani as secretive. So there was an article there, and I thought, isn't that interesting? Because what I wrote down in my notes was secrets and deception. So, again, folks, I'm not accusing anyone of anything, and I am also not generalizing here. We all choose moment by moment how we're going to express who we are, and every single one of us has a shadow and a sun, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. As leaders, when I look at everybody's cards, Mike Huckabee is somebody that's going to want to communicate about everything with everyone all the time. You know, the person that draws my heart, and this is really interesting because when he first started running, I wanted to support him. And then I lost interest. I don't know what happened. This was the first time he ran as John Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the thing, and I haven't listened to a word he says. I haven't read anything, nothing, with any of them. The thing that happens to me when I look at his cards and I tune into him as my heart, I feel this man has the most amazing heart. And I feel like he probably, what he says, he really means, and that's what he cares about most, is people. He's the 7 of diamonds, and the 7 of diamonds, they almost give to a fault, or they very often do. And, you know, this is a card that brings spirit and matter together, that brings the mind and the heart together, that brings heaven and earth together.
Mm-hmm.
So his focus is values. What's really fascinating to me is that all three of these front-running Democrats, two of them are nine cards and one of them's a seven. And I look at them and I go, And they have strong backup cards. They're planetary ruling cards, which puts them in this position. But when you look over at the Democrats, we don't see any sevens or nines. So
you mean the Republicans?
I mean the Republicans, yeah, thank you.
The Republicans?
Thank you for paying attention. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, you know, John Edwards is somebody who really has had a commitment to issues around poverty for a long period of time.
I know that about him.
So that is kind of like a very much a heart kind of centered orientation that he has, I believe.
Yeah, he's going to care about the people. Hillary is a heart, too. So she's going to care about the people as well. However, she's also a king of clubs, so she's going to make things happen in a different way. You know, she's got some force behind her where, you know, she doesn't have any problem, you know, whipping her sword out and going, you know, we need this done now. So I don't know how she's been as a senator, do you?
Well, I think that she has been very political. You know, she's had to make some very political decisions as a senator. But I know that in the debates, she has come through as very forceful. And that has been, you know, a double-edged sword, if you will,
right,
for her. Because one of the things that I think voters really want to see from her is the softer side of Hillary. And that's what they're trying to bring through now as they prepare to go into the Iowa caucuses, is that softer aspect of her personality. Because she's very clearly demonstrated that she is a leader.
Yeah, she's an amazing leader with her cards.
So how about the softer side of Hillary? Are we going to get to see that?
Well, you know how you'll see it is by what she does and the differences she makes. Because she is a nine of hearts, so she does have a heart. You know, she does care about people. There's no question about her that. But how she would express that is through hard work. That card sits in a double Saturn position. So it's not like, let's go skip around the posies and have tea and talk about how to change the world. It's like, let's pull out the artillery, put on our combat boots, let's not go warlike, because I don't think she's going to be a warmonger, but it's like, let's put on our work boots and our work gloves and roll up our sleeves and get this done. I mean, she's not a dictator. Nine of Diamonds, like George Bush, can be dictators, you know. Yeah, I mean, if you just looked at George Bush and you met him on the street and you didn't know who he was, you know, he's that friendly Texan, wonderful guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He can appear to be that way. But it's like who he really is a dictator. And it's that Queen of Diamonds. And this is something all Nine of Diamonds need to be aware of if they're put in a position of power, that without realizing it, and they don't think they're doing it. That's the thing. They think they're doing for the good of people, but they're actually dictating what they think is right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no room for the people to be heard. So
that could be the card of somebody who's slightly fascistic.
Slightly what?
A fascist, perhaps.
Well, we do see that that is a possibility, yes. I mean, it could be, yes. You know, Karl Rove is the Queen of Diamonds. He is, and I personally love Queen of Diamonds. I have a son that was a Queen of Diamonds. But, you know, Karl Rove is George Bush's spirit card.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this amazing interconnection that's like inseparable. So it's interesting to see how that's played out in the political world. And, you know, if someone is leaning toward fascism, then the dictatorship would be, you know, over the top. So back to Hillary. And again, I have no personal opinions that I'm expressing on the air about any of these people. I did that once, and it was a big mistake. Hillary has definitely, and I also, you know, Hillary has a definite heart energy, but again, it does manifest through making things tangible, which is a good thing if you're going to be president.
Yeah, I would say so. It is about what you do.
It is. I mean,
you
know, it would be amazing on the Democratic side if she were president and John Edwards were vice president, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they would make a really good team because they're each other's spirit and soul cards. They could actually turn things around, I think, in a really great way, as much as that whole realm of government can do that. I don't, you know, it just seems like a really long, drawn-out story. But they are soul and spirit cards to each other.
Well, if that's true, maybe they would really do something regarding health care and education in this country.
They would. They would do something regarding health care, education, and poverty. And John Edward would bring out Hillary's heart. And Hillary would, you know, define how John Edward could manifest what it is that he wants to create. You know what I'm saying? It's like she would bring up the walls and he would make them soft and beautiful.
Mm.
They would make an incredible, incredible team in the White House. I just saw that. Honestly, I'm like having this revelation right now. It's like, oh my God, they're each other's soul and spirit cards. Hello.
Well, we should. I hope somebody from their campaigns is listening.
Yeah, who knows?
You never know.
Well, everybody ought to know this. I think I'll write on my blog. I haven't done that in a while. Maybe I'll put this stuff up there. Yeah, that would be amazing. I mean, they would fit together like a glove and work together with like a well-oiled machine that was based on values and compassion. That's what that would be.
Wow, wouldn't that be something?
It would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it feels like, it feels to me like the Democratic Party is probably going to win. I don't know. But just because the last 2 years have been Republican, and it's been, you know, a wild and woolly time at
mm-hmm.
moments. So, but I also feel that when I look at the Republican side, because I want to give them fair time here, and if anybody wants to call in on this, and, you know, just to... Please do, if you want me to look at someone else like Dennis Kucinich. Dennis Kucinich is an ace of diamonds, bless his heart. He is a visionary. And the thing is with the ace of diamonds is they see the future, they see how things could be, they see how to make it better, but they don't have an audience because they sit in at the end of the Jupiter line and the Neptune column, and it's like, you know, they're bringing in all this amazing foresight and vision, but people can't always hear what they're telling them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's,
they're sort of ahead of their times in a way.
Yeah, they are. And it's hard for them to stop and be in the present in a way where they can connect then and take it to the future. Those that do are hugely successful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it can be a challenge for them. And it depends. I think it's more of a challenge for the men than the women because their governing Mars card is a Three of Clubs. So, you know, they're so attractive and likable and magnetic and just, you know, you can't help but notice this tremendous light and enthusiasm for life coming out of them, but it doesn't always anchor somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'd be interesting to know how his marriage has affected him. You know, he's married to this woman, Elizabeth, now from England.
And oh, I is think that a new marriage?
That's a new marriage, yes.
Oh.
So it would be interesting to look at that at some point in time. I don't, you know her birth date offhand. You'd have to start Googling things.
I would have to Google.
But she's an interesting woman, and I think she adds an interesting dimension to his candidacy.
Uh-huh. Maybe she'll ground him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a Libra. Oh. Okay. Ace of Diamonds, Five of Hearts. So, let's see. Let me type in wife here and see if she shows up. Isn't it awful that everything about us is all over the internet?
I know, you can find out a lot of things about
people. I know, I have people email me that I don't even know telling me things about me. I'm like, whoa. And then if there's somebody with your name, like a friend I hadn't heard from and or connected with in 20 years, emailed me and said, I'm so sorry to hear that you have MS. And I was like, whoa. So I went on the email, and there are a lot of different Sharon Jeffers on them. A couple are scientists, which is interesting, because if my life had gone differently, I probably would have been. But, and there was one woman on there who, you know, was my same name that had MS, so.
So have we found Elizabeth Kucinich yet?
I'm looking for Elizabeth. Oh, I'm looking on the wrong page. Here she is. Elizabeth. Okay, let's see if we can. Her story. She's 29. Wow.
And she is gorgeous. This woman is gorgeous.
She
I've
is.
Met her.
She's
in
beautiful.
Person.
She looks like a young Irish.
Yeah.
Princess here.
Mm-hmm.
Her long red hair. She's gorgeous. So let's just see if we can find her birthday, because she may be a real grounding force for him. Well, I don't want to have dead air time here.
Okay.
Oh, Mrs. Kucinich. Yes, she was born October 22nd. So October 22nd is a King of Hearts. Wow. Well, she'll definitely support him. So, King of Hearts, Six of Hearts. She's definitely 8, 9, 10, 11. He's the moon to her. So this is a yummy relationship.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Well, good for Dennis.
It's great for Dennis. Do you know Dennis?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so this is the Ace of Spades relationship between the two of them. So, and they have a major past life connection, major.
Uh-huh.
So she, the potential is for him to become more grounded and more focused.
Uh-huh.
It's more Ace energy. I don't know how that will serve him. It could go either way, depending on, you know, how he chooses to express that. Interesting. So who else shall we talk about here? If anybody wants to call in, you're welcome
to
call in.
Well, I would like to know about John McCain, because he seems like the kind of the dark horse in this race. He was very popular in the last presidential election, I guess 8 years ago, when he ran against George Bush for the nomination. And he has had great popularity, and then he kind of fell behind in the polls. Do you see him picking up?
He had a birthday the end of August.
Uh-huh.
And when he had that birthday, where did he go? I think what's happening is he's being asked to reevaluate what he's really doing, because I'm not sure that he's clearly showing who he is. I don't know, but that's the feeling that I get.
Mm-hmm.
That he may be, is he trying to be all things to all people?
Well, yeah. I think so. I think he tried to align himself with George Bush after really not being aligned with George Bush's policies. And, you know, it sounds like he's getting a lot of advice from political advisors, because when he was really popular, he had something called the Straight Talk Express.
Uh-huh.
And that was his big thing, that, you know, he was gonna be the guy who was not going to be, you know, influenced by the political class, and that he was going to just speak from his own truth.
Uh-huh.
And that's what made him really popular. And I have heard some murmurings of his sort of getting back to that kind of position again.
Of getting back to, going back. Well, you know, his birth card, the Ten of Hearts, which really understands the value of love and idealism in leadership. That's who he is. He embodies that. But It looks like he strayed away from that, and now life's got him in a vice. He's sitting in the Nine of Spades house. That's the death card. It's like, get with program. This is like a major initiation. That card is also behind him. He has a Seven of Clubs in Mercury with the King of Spades, which means he needs to refine his thinking. He needs to exalt his thinking and open his perspective to and perception to the higher values that he actually embodies. He's a Ten of Hearts, Ten of Diamonds, and he would naturally be very popular, and life is putting him through an internal ringer right now, I would think, just really giving him the opportunity to get back on track with his values.
Well, there you go.
Because that's how I would read this, what I see just right here in his cards.
So that's all about him getting back to the straight talk approach, perhaps.
Perhaps, because he's a challenge. His personality could be a real challenge to him, himself right now. You know, he's like, it's, you know, and his spirit, what's inside of him, is really beckoning to call. Where is he? He's in Mars. 1, 2, 3. See, right now, he's got the Ten of Spades in Mars. This could be a very powerful time for him to gather some momentum, especially if he changes his message, because he's also got the Six of Clubs in the Jack of Diamonds, the USA's house. The Six of Clubs says you need to make some adjustments in how you're communicating. In this case, it's to the country. It's to the people. And those adjustments, I mean, he needs to get in touch through his intuitive self. He has a message. However, if he's not going to be true to his own message, this is the thing that makes me nuts. candidates and why I don't listen to politicians is because they start out oftentimes. I remember when Kerry and all those people were running, and they start out with a message and opinions and attitudes, and you know, you go, oh well, I can relate to this. I like. The next thing you know, they've got their tail between their legs and, you know, a fake smile on their face, and they're telling you yes and the other person yes and everybody what they want to hear. And it's BS, you know?
Well, that's kind of the downside. That's the big downside of politics, is trying to please all these constituencies.
You can't please anybody. You know, the person that's going to make the best president is the person that gets up and says, this is what I believe in, this is what I'm fighting for, and this is what I'll do if I'm president. And it may not be what everybody wants. You can't be all things to all people, because then the only thing you can be is true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you really are in integrity and you're really going to do what you say you do. And I feel like John McCain must have fallen off the boat or something into the water. He didn't have all his oars in the water. I don't know what the problem was. But right now, he's being initiated, and he's being given a chance to get in touch with and be true to who he really is. You know what? Who cares? I mean, well, I'm not going to go there. That's just me ranting now, and I'll stop.
Well, I think he's an interesting candidate, because I'm just wondering, you know, if, you know, Rudy kind of falls. I mean, because Rudy has slid in the polls. He was leading, and he has done nothing but lose ground. And you know, Mitt Romney is a big question mark. We should talk a little bit about Mitt Romney. Then John McCain's going to be right up there.
Okay, let's talk about Romney. He's
yeah.
a jack of diamonds, huh?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I should also look at their relationship. See, the thing about the nine of diamonds, which is George Bush and Barack Obama, they have the jack of diamonds, the country, as their Jupiter card. And I believe that's why, you know, even when Bush has done things that no one pretty much agreed with, he still got away with it because
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, he has a kind of a Teflon quality, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And part of that is his self-perception, and part of it is the country is Jupiter to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. And oh, I have to make a correction, and that correction is that Barack Obama's planetary ruling card is the Four of Diamonds. George Bush's is the Two of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
Barack's is the Four of Diamonds. Okay, so we're going to look at Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
He is, see, these people that were born in 1947, you know, your co-host, Mark Appelman, would tell you, you know, that they embody the heart energy for the human race and bring the healing to the planet. That would be Hillary and Mitt Romney. They were both born in 1947. So he's a jack of diamonds, which is the same card as the country, and his planetary ruling card is the Queen of Hearts. So he's got the backup of the heart energy where he's got a lot of, you know, he's a Gemini, a Pisces. Wow, I can't believe some of these people are in politics. Anyway, he has a lot of heart energy there.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the ambition. He's got the perception. He's probably a little quirky. This is somebody that could be a bit dramatic at times.
Mm-hmm.
He is presently, let's look at his cards. He's 60, and he might have some obstacles here. And it could have to do, that's interesting. How is he, do you know how he's doing financially? Boy, you're the right person.
I think he's doing very well financially. I think he has a lot of resources.
Okay, so he has a big network.
Yes, yes. He's kind of, he's a Mormon.
Ah.
And that has certainly been an issue because there's so many people in this country who don't know what to make of Mormons. You know, that's a question mark for them.
Right.
But it's also, I know that the Mormon church, people who are involved are, you know, there's a very close-knit financial network there.
Uh-huh.
Support, business network.
Well, right now, where is he right now? He is in Uranus. He went in there 11/27. So it's interesting because the other people that are running for office are all showing up in his path.
Huh.
Funny. I bet they all are, and I'm just noticing it right now. You know, and I'm sure they're showing up for each other.
Well, he was the governor of Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
So he's been involved in politics. His father was, a senator or a congressman, George Romney, from Michigan. And so he certainly has a political past in a number of ways.
God, I feel like somebody might try to sabotage him.
Hmm.
I mean, undermine in some way. It's weird. But he's going to be 61 in March. Now, all of them are going to go through Neptune, their 52-day Neptune cycle between now and the election.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, and at different times, there's always a nightmare in the Neptune cycle. There's always something that goes on that's a nightmare in the Neptune cycle. And it may not last long. Hopefully they don't last long. But something always happens. It's just like, oh, my God, this is a nightmare.
Mm.
It's really interesting. So it's a foggy time for everybody. And
so that'll be something to watch out for.
It'll be really interesting to watch.
I think
I want to do monthly updates or something on this now and start blogging about it because I wasn't even interested, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just hit me that I need to talk about this in the cards. I need to look at it myself.
Well, I think what's so interesting is that, you know, not really having been involved, so much of the information that you are sharing is so prescient, you know, it's so accurate.
Well, I hope so.
Well, it seems that way, you know, from my listening.
Right.
So that's what we have to say about Romney. Now, we haven't really talked about Mike Huckabee. He's sort of coming up fast, apparently, you know, and he's a Baptist minister. He's appealing to the cultural conservative base, and yet he does seem to be kind of a warm-hearted guy. It should be interesting to see how he does.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because when I wrote out his birthday, I felt a lot of heart energy. I feel different things from the different people.
Uh-huh.
I don't, there's a couple of people, there's one Republican and one Democrat that I don't trust. Automatically just feel it when I write their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel this warm heart energy from John Edward, and I feel this amazing, like, you know, do the job and do it right energy from somebody else over there. And with Mike Huckabee, when I wrote his cards out, even though he's a Two of Clubs, King of Clubs, I just felt like, oh, I really like this guy. There's something about him. And he turned 52 on August 24th. And 52 is a really powerful birthday because it launches us into, what time is it? I'm not even watching the clock.
It's
okay.
2:59.
Okay.
We have five more minutes.
Yes. So when you turn 52, we go into a 13-year Saturn cycle. It's a time of recognition. And his Saturn card is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the Two of Hearts. And the next one is the Eight of Hearts. And These are really great cards for leadership. And they're governing him for the next bit of time. So if we look at his 52-year cycle, his age 52, we see he's got tremendous intelligence and intuition working with him. He's got the Six and Queen of Clubs sitting in his houses. And so these cards are all about bringing forth a message and doing it with intelligence and following your intuition. And he's probably being guided to that because a double club is pretty heady energy. And if he's not, he needs to be learning to tap more into his intuition.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's interesting about him?
What?
What are the odds? Both he and Bill Clinton were born in Hope, Arkansas.
Really?
What are the odds that you would have two presidential candidates coming from some little town?
Who else was?
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's interesting. So, of course, I'm doing Hope, which is the Five of Clubs.
There must be something about that
yes.
place.
Interesting. It breeds presidents.
Yeah.
Well, I do have good feelings about him in general. He's got some challenges happening age 52, though, because he's got the Nine of Spades in Pluto and the Seven of Spades right behind that. So, it's likely that, someone near him might die,
mm-hmm.
and it would be an impactful experience for him. And it could be a powerful way. It would be like a spiritual initiation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, energetically, I like him. And,
Well, I know that John Stewart likes him.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, I mean, he came on, he's been on John Stewart's show. Of course, they're not on the air right now because of the writer's strike. But I did notice how positive John Stewart was about him. And, he just came across as very affable and very real as a person.
Yeah, that's what I feel from him energetically, is that he's genuine.
Mm-hmm.
So
and he is really picking up in the polls in Iowa, so it should be, this guy is potentially a contender. And he is from the South, and there is a big base of cultural conservative people in the South.
Tell me something. I want to see what card John Stewart is. November 28th, because they probably have a nice connection in the cards, you see. 28 is the Five of Hearts. And who are we talking about now? Mitt Romney?
No, we're talking about Mike Huckabee. And you know who else John Stewart really likes is John McCain. John McCain has been on John Stewart's show a lot.
Uh-huh.
Interestingly enough.
And has he had any Democrats or just Republicans?
John Stewart?
Yeah.
He's had a lot of Democrats, I think.
Well, that's what I would think.
Pretty much a Democrat.
Well,
although,
that's what I thought, but, I don't want to ever assume anything.
No, he does a political show. The Daily Show is
right. Kind
of political.
I love the Daily Show.
It's my way of getting news. I'm terribly bereft that we do not have that show on right now because it has been my kind of source of news. More so than the local news,
that's for sure.
Need to see who's bleeding today on the news.
Well, he has nice connections with both those guys for communication.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think, he probably is just feels, who isn't there a candidate that it was a Republican or is a Republican who was saying that we should not have either a Democratic or a Republican party? Do you know who that was that said that?
I don't know. I know that Ron Paul is kind of a guy who's a libertarian who's saying a lot of anti-war things, and he's a Republican, and he's attracting a lot of kind of libertarian and independent voters, and
uh-huh.
has been incredibly successful in raising money.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a quick look at his birthday, and then we have to get off the phone.
We have to mention something about the show
the
tomorrow.
The TV show tomorrow.
Yes.
Talk about it quick.
Well, I just wanted to mention that I have a show called The Naked Salon, and it is on gotwebtv.com. And tomorrow we're doing a special show called The Naked Oracle. However, Sharon will not be naked. I don't believe you will be naked.
No, I will be clothed.
But we will. I mean, it's about the naked truth. It's really about getting down and really talking truth with one another. And you do have an opportunity to write to Sharon and say that you would like an on-air reading and let her know, and she will bring that list with her to the show. And your listeners all have your email address,
yes,
Sharon?
Yes, they do. It's there.
And we're getting some kind of beep, but I don't know what
we
that
are, means. But we can't take a call. Over. Okay, so we got to go, everybody. That show's on at 11 o'clock Pacific time tomorrow on gotwebtv.com.
Right.
So
the
tune
naked
in.
Salon.
Thank you, Audrey.
Thank you, Sharon. This was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed myself.
Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.